This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Oh, it's back on a Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, it's a Friday. It's not a football Friday, but sort of is. How are we feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, the only way I know it's Friday is because we are at Chickie's and Pete's. This whole damn week, I feel like I've been in three different countries, two different states.
Yep.
All over the place. But yeah, Spike, I'm happy to be here. I mean, listen, it is the weekend, and there's nothing like having a stress-free weekend. Right? I mean, do the Sixers even play this weekend?
They do.
Don't even worry. That was a rhetorical question.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
twice. Yep.
In other words, we don't care. It's a stress-free weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Daylight saving time. We lose an hour of sleep, but that's okay. Jackie baseball. We get closer and closer to opening day.
Uh-huh.
And the closer we get, I'm not really feeling it. I'm just letting you know that. I'm not feeling it.
All right.
I'm letting you know where I'm at. Holla at your boy.
That's a long-winded one. So what happens this weekend? Is it an hour earlier?
Yeah.
Now I got to figure
spring
it out.
Spring forward.
Okay, so now I got to figure it out with the kiddos. Like, am I going to have to get up at...
You lose an hour of sleep.
So 6 is going to go to 5. If he gets up at 6...
No, 6 goes to 7.
6 goes to 7.
Yeah. Oh, so we lie. It's the good kind.
Well, you get more light. I actually don't like this one because I don't sleep as well when we switch this way. Because you lose an hour of sleep. It takes me a while to catch up.
Are you surprised?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Always complaining.
Yeah. I am not complaining about it. I'm just being honest. I'm just being real with you guys.
Everybody else gets an extra hour of daylight.
Yeah, congratulations.
And you're upset.
Congratulations.
Here's a classic contrarian.
Well, can I be honest with everybody? They have the same amount of daylight. It's just shifted. It just, if you would get up like a grown up, you would have the same amount of daylight. I actually, before we get into it, this is just a reality check for everybody. There isn't an hour or more of daylight. It's the exact same thing. Time doesn't even exist. It's a social construct. All right, let's go to the big show today. So we've Elliot Shore Parks joining us at 3 for a free agency preview. We'll get to more of that in a second. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. The High Hopes Jackie baseball report at 4. But we do start. It's not a football Friday, but it kind of is. Ike, because legal tampering starts on Monday, and because our NFL season went so late, you know, because we won the Super Bowl and all right. It certainly snuck up on me.
It got here faster than we expected.
Absolutely. So it's here, and it's Monday, and we've done this a couple of times, and today is going to be an on-the-record Friday for us on the WIP Afternoon Show and for you. And what we need from you today and what we'll give you from us is the one thing that you need to happen next week. You have to go on the record about the thing, the one thing. If you could only have one thing for next week, what would it be? Now, maybe it's one of the current Eagles you would like to see back. Maybe it's somebody else that's going to be out there. Whatever it is, it's on the record Friday. So, Ike,
yeah.
Given that you are the Eagles guy,
I am.
You have to go on the record. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing you want out of next week?
Well, listen, I've been riding this guy like Seabiscuit.
Jeez. On a Friday?
Ooh, boy.
Cut that, please.
Yeah, that's a new one. That's not going anywhere.
It's been a while.
That's the next 5 years of the show
right now.
You're going to hear that line.
Drop of the year. Early.
Yep.
Well,
you're happy with yourself on that one. I could tell. I could tell.
And we're off on a Friday show.
Just like Seabiscuit.
Yep.
All right. Oh, wow. All right, yes.
On the record?
Yes, the record, man.
Yep.
Mekhi Becton. Right? That's where I've been.
Takes a lot of effort. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm imagining you riding him like Seabiscuit.
Oh, my God. I can't get it together. All right, yes. I'm going with Mekhi Becton, man.
Yep.
Because this is the way I look at it. Offensive line obviously was the strength of this team this year. We talk a lot about Saquon. Listen, he was the driving force, but he doesn't do what he does without the way the offensive line played this year. Mekhi Becton, I keep saying it, 25 years old. His ceiling, I understand what he was prior to getting here, but it doesn't mean that the talent, the projection of what he could be, hasn't always been there. It just needed to be tapped into and for him to realize it. And he's realized it. He's playing with extreme confidence. He wants to come back here. I think they figure out a number, whether it's a short deal for right now, Or it's a 4-year deal where he doesn't get necessarily the annual salary he's looking for, but he's still made to feel complete and whole and as if he is meaningful and significant moving forward. And the idea that he could potentially be groomed into moving out the tackle where he was originally envisioned of playing in case Lane Johnson decides to hang it up in a year or two. I like the fact that Mekhi Becton is there. We put a premium on offensive linemen. I don't see why we let this young man go when he's playing at a level where I don't even think he's reached his full potential yet.
All right. It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Free agency is next week. Legal tampering starts Monday. You have to go on the record with the one thing. If the Eagles could only do one thing next week, what would it be? I need an established edge rusher. I don't care if it's a trade for Myles Garrett. I don't care if it's a trade for Trey Hendrickson. I don't care if it's Josh Sweat. I don't need any bargain bin edge guys. They'd be nice as an extra thing. No bargain bin. No, this guy played 16% of the snaps last year, and we think he's going to be really good like Bryce Huff.
No, the Bryce Huff.
No. Bring me a guy that I know is going to close in on double-digit sacks next year. If they lose Josh Sweat, they're losing two, and lose Milton Williams, they're losing two of their three best defensive lineman for this year. I need an edge. I need to get to the quarterback. That's how they won the Super Bowl, by the way, getting to the quarterback. I need an established edge next week. Jack Fritz, on the record Friday, what are you going on the record saying we need?
Yeah, both good quality answers, yep. But as always, I got to be the real football guy. You can replace Mekhi Becton. You have Jeff Stoutland. You're fine. I actually do feel pretty good about Nolan Smith and Jalen Sutton. Maybe I'm all hopped up on the playoff run.
You're hopped up on Elliott is what you're hopped up on. You're riding him like Seabiscuit.
Many people have said that.
Yeah.
Many people have said that. But the position that I don't think is getting enough intrigue or something that they got to get right is the cornerback opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. I don't want Cooper DeJean on the outside. Cooper DeJean is a nickel cornerback. I'm not the biggest Isaiah Rodgers guy. Like, I think he's fine as a serviceable Slays Jason Peters tap out once a week, like he can come right in and play, and then Keely Ringo maybe
another LA guy,
but it's a projection. Like, go get another. It doesn't have to be a number one because Quinyon's gonna be the number one, but go solidify the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell, because if you get that right, you don't have to pay the edge rushers a ton of money, and those guys can get home if you have the lockdown guys on the outside. So
it starts in the trenches, Fritz. Be a trench guy or get out of here.
Listen, they got enough trenches. Right. They got enough trenches. The trenches are fine. You can find guys. I want someone opposite.
No, you don't just find guys.
Just do the Howie thing.
Yeah, oh, right. There you go. You are drinking the Elliott Kool-Aid. All right. It's on the record Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. NFL free agency for the Eagles begins on Monday.
Speaking of finding guys, Harold Landry? He's available.
He just got released, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, this is when all that stuff happens, is people trying to clear cap space.
Yeah.
So what is the one thing, you have to go on the record today, the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week? Ike wants him to bring back Mekhi Becton. I need an established edge, and Jack Fritz needs a corner on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell. We do have a next question today, as it is a Friday. It's kind of fun on Fridays. So today is Bryan Cranston's birthday, and Bryan Cranston played Walter White in Breaking Bad. So for next question, after you give your sports point, you have to give us a bad guy that you cheer for. It could be a fictional bad guy that you cheer for. It could be a real bad guy that you cheer for. But I think we all watch Walter White. We all wanted Walter White to get away with it, right? Whether he's being a bad guy or not, we're all sort of cheering for him. So, Jack, why don't you give us a bad guy you cheer for? You're laughing. Don't say me.
That was my first thought.
I know it.
That was my first thought.
I knew what it was. I saw it in your eyes. We know each other pretty well.
Yeah, no, that's actually sickening work by you.
Yep.
That is sickening work. So I'll say Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods not a damn bad guy. What are you talking about?
I guess, I mean, cheating on his wife.
Listen. So does half this country.
Well, no, I'm not in that app. Well, there's just nobody saying, on this show.
Neither am I, but I'm just saying, though.
Wow, Tiger?
Well, he went through a rough patch, but I don't care. That's my guy.
Listen, no.
He's not going to let you pick Tiger.
No, I'm not going to let him be a Tiger guy. That's what I'm not going to do.
Oh, wow.
And you're in jeopardy of not going to Augusta.
Wow.
Never disrespect Tiger Woods like this.
Okay. Well,
bad guy.
All right. So Jack's out on next question. Can't win. Do you want to give me one, Ike? A bad guy you cheer for?
Oh, yeah.
Fictional or non-fictional?
Well, yeah, I'm going to take the number one guy off the table, Tony Soprano.
Oh, I never saw the show, but I assume he's my boss, bad guy.
That's where I thought Jack would go.
Well, that's what I didn't want to take because I knew that's where you would go.
I saw the giggling.
I got to go to Tony Soprano.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Jack giggling, I knew where he was going.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
So,
well, my first answer was Spike.
I'm disappointed in
you. My first answer was Spike.
You can pick me if you want that. Yeah, Tiger's not
You're
a
not
bad
a bad guy either.
I'm not a bad guy at all. I'm a better guy than Tiger. In certain ways.
Is Tiger Woods a bad guy, too?
Yeah, 215-592-9499. All right.
Come on, Jack. Put some thought into this.
No, that's on me.
All right.
it's totally on me.
So my bad guy that you cheer for is Freddy Krueger. Freddy, to me, is my favorite horror movie villain. I didn't like when they caught up to him in Dream Warriors. Yes, Nightmare on Elm Street. He's the best horror movie bad guy of all time. He's funny. He's brutal.
I'm going to need this to pick up. I'm just saying.
Freddy Krueger's a good
one. You know
what?
Pick up. You were Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger's a good one.
Over here with the nonsense you spewed a minute ago.
Not all of us can pick the easy one.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Wasn't that creative when I picked No, you're right about that.
Well, Walter White and Tony Soprano off the board.
I took the obvious guy. Yep. Yeah, that's what I did. I took the obvious guy. You're right.
All right. It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Eagles free agency begins next week. You have to go on the record and say the one thing you need the Eagles to do. And for next question today, it is Walter White's birthday. Bryan Cranston, give us a bad guy
Great
that you
character.
Cheer for.
Walter White.
Can be. I think the fictional ones are better
Great
than the
character.
Non-fictional ones, but you can pick whatever one you want.
Man had cancer.
He did?
He was trying to provide for his family.
Well, yeah, but then he went a little overboard, I would say. Corey in Columbus here on WIP starting us off. What's up, Corey?
Hey, where all that, you know, arguing in the courtroom for Jack when I said I feel like we can replace Mekhi Becton, you wanted to argue me like we in the courtroom fighting, you know, for a case.
Well, I know how Jack – well, listen, this Fritz is part of the team.
Yeah, this isn't the time we argue with each other.
Yes. It's a Friday.
Yeah. We're just trying to keep it light, brother.
Hey, man, we ain't never light on this show. We always got to bring the hot takes. That's why we're the best show in the world.
There you go.
You know,
Mekhi Becton is useless. Get him out of here.
Listen, I appreciate the fact you're holding on to yesterday. I can appreciate that.
Corey's
that
was, always holding on to something from the day before.
That was 2 days ago.
Oh, was it?
All right. You called it 5:30. I mean, did it even count?
Oh, that was 2 days ago. We were in
in Clearwater.
We're in the booth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know y'all have had a long, you know, it feel like one. You feel like y'all been in the same day for 3 days.
It's been a week.
On the plane and travel. Yeah, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But look, this is what I need. I need the Eagles.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To go out there and add to the pass rush at the edge position.
Wow, you're agreeing with me.
I don't need Myles Garrett, but I don't know if this is true, but the reports out there, you can get Trey Hendrickson for a third-round pick. If that's true.
We need to be on that, yeah.
Yeah, Harold Landry's available. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of edge rush. Even Jonathan Allen just got cut. I need this team to go out there and add to the pass rush. See, I don't need them to go out and get a corner. I think they will, but the reason why I don't need them, because even if they go get a corner in the draft, like say they take a corner in the second round, odds of them doing that slim, but I'm just saying if they do, I would be okay with them starting that guy because I trust the other four guys in the secondary, Reed, DJ, Q, and Coop. You know what I'm saying?
And McCoy and hold on real quick. And didn't we signed a the Georgia corner, who was a former first-round pick,
he was
right?
A safety, though. He was a safety.
Oh, he's a safety? Oh, okay. I thought he was a corner.
You talking about a Lewis Fien?
Yeah. Oh, he's a safety?
Yeah. So, oh, okay. Hey, man, all I know is, what was his name, Tristan McCullough?
Yeah.
Your job, you might want to show up because Howie loved him, Georgia Bulldogs. So, and, you cost us the game versus the Commanders last year, so you might want to show up this year on the field. So I just need them to go out there. I just need one move. I need to go out there, and because what Howie does is Howie turns a lot of when he goes out there and he makes moves like a guy like a Harold Landry. He turns a lot of who's into oohs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what that means when you turn a who into ooh. Y'all know what that means?
Yeah.
That means you'd be like, who is that? And then when they come to the Eagles, they're like, ooh, he went to the Eagles. So if we get a guy like Harold Landry.
Or a Bryce Huff when you go to who and the
But see, the thing about Bryce Huff is, like, I never wanted him to begin with. Like,
No one did.
And it's like, I don't know why we got out there and Bryce.
Baldy.
I'm telling you.
That was Lombardi.
Y'all want to listen
Lombardi.
To me. Oh. Trade Bryce Huff to Cincinnati. Them dudes do not know what they are doing. You can rob them, dude. You can probably get Trey Hendrickson for Bryce Huff in a fifth-round pick. I'm telling you, they do not know what they're doing.
I got to be honest with you. I'm locked in on Harold Landry.
Is that who you're locked in on from an edge standpoint?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool because the contract. Harold Landry just money. I agree. He got
exactly. He's about to be a free agent, like 28 years old. I mean, he'll be 29 in a couple months, but, man.
Right.
If it just costs us money,
yeah, he's right in the prime of his career.
Can I ask you something? If it just costs us money, why are we not signing Josh Sweat?
Because Josh
Sweat, I think Landry is better than Josh
Sweat. Josh Sweat going to go to Arizona.
Ah, yeah, Jonathan and Gannon.
They going to pay him. They going to pay Josh Sweat. He going to be one of the highest edge rushers in the league. This is my thing about Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat come and go too much. He not consistent enough. Like, he showed up in a Super Bowl, but, like, think about it. Like
somebody else.
Right. Hold on. Time out.
else I know.
I didn't even know that's what you meant.
Josh Sweat was missing for a whole calendar year.
He was missing for half a year like somebody else.
We looked at the edge rusher. Nolan Smith had a better season last year than Josh Sweat.
Okay. They're both good.
Look at what he did in the playoffs. Nolan Smith had 7 sacks last year, and he broke the Eagles sack record in the playoffs. All these edge rushers we didn't have.
There were 17 regular season games. Nolan Smith came on great, and I think he's going to be a great player. But Josh Sweat was good the whole year. He was there the whole year.
He was not good in the whole year.
But he was there though, Corey. You got to give him credit for being there.
I don't remember. Josh Sweat played decent. He was so bad that we got a dead cap hit number from Josh Sweat a year ago. So we still gonna be paying him because he was so bad after the contract we gave him last time. We had to get a pay cut. You talking about giving this dude more money, right? I'm good.
I'm good with moving on from him now. I'm with you on that now. I'm good with. I think they can upgrade. Yeah, I think they can upgrade at that position.
Yep, my villain that I root for is the best horror film, guy of all time. That's Michael Myers. He was really the victim in all those movies.
You're right.
All the people of Haddonfield should have been. When he was slicing them, I'm like, get him again.
Crystal Lake is Jason.
And you're right, yeah, yep, Michael Myers. I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. Michael Myers is Halloween.
Halloween, yes. Yep.
And Austin Powers.
Stop. It's Mike Myers.
Yeah. No, you're right, yeah.
I'll holler at y'all, boys.
All right, Corey. Yeah,
that's a good one for Corey. Michael Myers was one I was thinking of. I love Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Michael Myers and Jason had a similar way about them, but to me, Michael Myers was scarier than Jason was. I think it was a better mask.
Yeah.
And like,
the hockey mask is iconic, though.
It is iconic. But
the goalie mask.
The Michael Myers felt like he had a grudge.
Yeah.
A true grudge. And wow. I agree with Corey. He was wronged when he was a kid, Michael Myers.
I can't remember what happened to him. He got bullied or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad mom.
Man, those were great horror flicks.
Oh,
man.
The greatest.
Listen, Jamie Lee Curtis was hot back then.
She was.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Remember Trading Places? There was a moment in that movie.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, we all remember that, man.
215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Free agency starts next week. You have to go on the record with the one thing you need the Eagles to do. You're only allowed to pick one. And next question today, give us a bad guy you root for, fictional or non-fictional. Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on? Just got back from school. You know the long drive. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back to Westchester. Yeah.
I'll say, what school?
All the way back home.
Yeah.
On spring break. Thinking about the Eagles. Not so much the Phillies. Sorry, Jack.
Spring
not
break is already happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, no, it's screwed up. It's all early. None of my friends are home yet. They won't get home till I'm leaving.
You're on spring break. Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, I'm on spring break.
Didn't you guys just get back in, like, early February?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm – yeah, it does, there should be no spring break, in my opinion. If there is, it should be for 2 weeks.
I mean, if that's not the PSAC education, I don't know what is. You get 6 weeks of winter break.
Can I tell you something, Shai? You're going to make your classmates murder you. There should be no spring break.
Do you make the teacher collect homework, too?
I do the radio at school, and two people called in, and they're like, you're an idiot. Why would you not want to have spring break? That wasn't the point. It was make it 2 weeks so people aren't just home for 5 days. But I digress.
Anyways, like you got takes.
Yeah, you got takes. Yeah, you want to work here? So you got to go on the record, Shai. What's the one thing you need the Eagles to do next week?
You need to try to trade for Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett. But
there you
I don't
go.
Think they're going to get Myles Garrett. They're asking for too much.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great player.
I would say so.
Yeah.
They're asking for way too much. You're going to give up two first-round picks?
Well, they can ask for it. The big question is, You know, it's funny. Like, everybody knows how old Myles Garrett is. Everybody knows how much they have to pay for him. So there can be all this stuff in the media, and Cleveland can ask for whatever they want. It doesn't mean they're going to get it. So I think that's why I know we've seen a lot that the Eagles aren't in on Myles Garrett. I think if the price to trade for him is right, they would figure it out. Who is willing to give up two first round picks for Myles Garrett? Because you're gonna have to win now, right? Whoever it is, and can, what are we doing here, Sean? And and they're gonna have to fit him under the salary cap. So there's not a ton of teams that I think Myles Garrett makes sense for. So we'll see. So you're with me. You need an established edge. That's what you need.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in a car wash right now, but
oh, perfect time to call the radio station.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know.
I wasn't thinking. I didn't think I'd get in this early, you know?
There you go.
It's early in the show.
Yeah, I just don't think – maybe hopefully teams will only offer a first-round pick, and by that point they'll just be like, you know what, we'll settle for a first-rounder. But who knows?
I trust Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
I trust Howie.
Honestly, listen, Cleveland is semi-playing this correctly.
Sure.
By saying they're not going to trade him. They don't have to trade him. He can want to be traded all he wants to.
Yep.
But Cleveland's sitting there saying, we're not giving you away just because you want to be traded. So someone's going to have to give us enough to make us feel comfortable coming off of you.
Well, and they have time.
This is the greatest defensive player in Cleveland Browns history.
Yeah, and they have time, right? I mean, they certainly have up until the draft and even after that. I think what they don't want to do is overplay their hand. Then they get to camp, and Myles Garrett's like, I don't want to play. And then all of a sudden you have to feel desperate. If you're Cleveland, you have to find the exact right spot.
This is what I would say to that. And appreciate the call.
Yeah. You have a bad guy you cheer for, Shy?
I don't know if you guys watch WWE, but right now Cena turned heel.
Cena. There you
wow,
go. How do you feel about that, Chad?
Shorts, man.
Yeah. Did you see he turned heel?
Yeah. Well, he's a bad guy now.
People really don't like when I go after the
third time's the charm, Jack.
Yeah, try it again.
I wasn't going after the WNBA.
Yep.
I was not going after WEEI in Boston.
Yep.
The WWE.
There you go.
Comments down in Clearwater, not happy with the ranting about John Cena turning heel.
Yeah. Broads didn't like it either.
Of course not.
So go ahead.
I would say this if I were Cleveland.
Yes.
They're not desperate from the standpoint of they have to trade Myles Garrett or their season is going down the drain. Their season is going down the drain with or without Myles Garrett.
That's a good point.
Next year.
Yes.
They have Myles Garrett under contract.
They do.
So he can't go anywhere.
For two more years.
Yes. Is Myles Garrett going to give up the prime of his career by sitting out of games? So if you're Cleveland, when you got a player of this caliber and you know you're trading, this is it. This is your last trading chip. I got to get what I want out of this to get rid of my most valuable trading chip. I'm already eating Deshaun Watson's terrible contract, as that is. Myles Garrett is the only thing that we have that's relevant. And if I can get multiple first-round picks, maybe a player or two in the package as well, I'll keep saying I'm not trading Myles Garrett until someone is desperate enough that they're willing to offer me the moon, the sun, and everything else for Myles Garrett. Like, Cleveland does not have to trade Myles Garrett.
No, they don't. The only thing I'd say to that, I agree with you, is I just think the number of teams who want a great player right now, so you probably cut out, you know, a third of the league right now.
You're probably talking about five teams.
Yeah, probably talking about five. Yeah. Willing to.
That can afford him. And
they can afford
him. Got the draft capital and everything
And want to do it right now. Yeah. So I do think he'll get traded, but I do think they shouldn't rush into it. I agree with you.
If I'm them, I wouldn't rush
into it. Garofalo said today it might take into the regular season.
If I'm Cleveland, now what do they have to lose?
He gets hurt. That's what they have to lose. I think that's the risk, I think.
Sure, but if he's threatening not to play.
Right. Yep. It could get ugly. It could get ugly for them. All right. Coming up next, Darius Slay said a lot. We've talked about
Slay.
Well, he said some other stuff. And remember, the Eagles do not have a corner on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell right now. So we will talk about the newest thing that Slay said and whether it is an option to bring him back or not. That is coming up next. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. The tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. On the record Friday, the one thing you need from the Eagles next week, and a bad guy you cheer for next question, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.